There's all different types of black people in this country, and we have three very different ones chatting up each and every week on the Blackstalgia podcast. Hear about funny moments in our personal lives, check in with the black pop culture, and connect with some of the dopest memories that we all have. This is the Blackstalgia podcast with Kelby, Carmella, and Rashawn. And just a reminder, this is a home for the holy, the toxic, and the ratchet. We don't judge over here, okay? Blackstalgia podcast. We'll see you soon every Tuesday.
Welcome to another episode of The League. I am your host, FIFO 24/7. I am joined with my co-host, Mr. KBN's Dead End Everything. What it do?
What's up?
And Mr. AKA Isho Side Bitch Baby Daddies, Mr. Nicky Duce.
Yeah, your side bitch baby daddies. Side nigga.
You just on the side,
I'm
goddamn.
Just on the side.
You're an appetizer, goddamn.
AKA I'm in the dance for Lance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So last time we talked to you, we were coming up on the end of the season. The season has commenced. We've been through our first round of the playoffs. Now the divisional games have been set. In the group, Ken did not make the playoffs.
I did not make the playoffs.
Yeah. And we talked about it a little bit last week, how I said it's so crazy. He's the last offense, but number one defense, and the defensive numbers are pretty fucking dominant. So I gotta give props where props is due.
They showed up too in my two user games. They showed up.
Yeah. So you know. So what's the plan for the future, Ken? Because where are you drafting? What are your offseason plans? Where do you see?
He ain't gonna give all that up.
Well, whatever he can give up right now. Whatever he can give up right now.
I think I'm drafting 10th.
I think 12.
12. Oh, it's even worse than I thought. Oh, man, that's not good. I honestly don't know. I got my guys lined up that I want. Mm-hmm. I know that I got the running back I'm good with. I need offensive linemen. I think my D-line is serviceable. My cornerbacks are okay. It's just drafting 12 is going to be hard to really find a guy to plug in and play almost right away and develop. So it's probably going to have to be a mixture of free agency, but I hate free agency.
I was just thinking about that too, man.
I hate free agency. So I really got to – I think it's going to be year three, man. I think it's going to be year three. So
year three what? What does that mean?
In terms of when we'll be really, really ready to compete. I feel like we can make the playoffs next year. Okay. I think we can make the playoffs next year.
You should win your division at least.
I should have won it this year. I actually could have if I didn't blow that game against the Packers on some stupid shit. I was looking at that, which is kind of crazy as bad as that losing streak was. But I think I'll be looking for marginal improvement. I'll be looking to find guys that I can – put in and fit and help turn some of those L's into wins in key areas. So on the line, my linebackers have definitely got to be upgraded. Mm-hmm. Although they surprised me as the season went on. Mm. So, as far as quarterback, I think that's the biggest glaring hole for me. So
I feel a lot of the users this year have issues at quarterback. And it may be,
you think so?
Yeah, and it may not be an issue now, but for some users, I could foresee an issue in the future. Like, obviously, you, me, Nick, all three of us have quarterback issues. I think when you look at, even though the Titans, they're surgical, what the fuck they do, he would want to upgrade of Ryan Tannehill, I would believe. Tom Brady ain't got, what, maybe one more year?
See when the blitz coming?
I think he could.
Does he have that shit? I think Russell Wilson has the blitz radar.
I think he has. Tom Brady has something.
Yeah, he has something. I don't know. We got to go back and look.
I think I might. I could probably get like KJ Costello to because I don't want to invest in a quarterback in free agency. I don't want to have to pay that type of money only to get it drafter's replacement the year after. I'm not going to get Lawrence. I'm not going to get Lance. I'm not going to get. Field, so I'm not going to get any of those guys. The only other guy I'm looking at that I could probably plug in and play that could be on the level of Dobbs would be KJ Costello. So he's the guy I'm looking at that I could probably get fifth, sixth round at nothing. Mm-hmm. So with the way now I know how to use Dobbs, so that's going to be the thing. But you never know what you're going to get with him.
Yeah,
any given throw.
I know. I've seen it, and I deal with something like that.
Yeah, I've seen it on your end too.
So yeah, it's crazy. So Nick, me and you, we made the playoffs
as usual.
You lost your first round. I won the first round, but then I lost the second round. So your first round, who did you play?
My first round, it was a division matchup. I didn't expect the Titans to get into the playoffs based on because he came in like midway through the season. So he was on a tear. That wild card game, that was probably the most complete game I ever played, and I wish y'all would have seen it. But I also kind of don't wish it because I know y'all was going to talk shit since I lost. But I like that he's in my division after that game because he's the tune-up guy for me. He's the guy that I can – see what I'm doing as far as CPU, how that translates to user, and also just the adjustments that I need to make mentally when it comes to my defensive schemes. I realize now that going into this whole Madden League, I was heavy into offense. Now somehow, some way, I'm all about the defense. Like I really like playing defense more than offense. Like I don't mind, not to say that like I can't score anything, but it's just like I like shutting down people or taking away plays and stuff like that. So me and him was a defensive matchup. I didn't have any turnovers. I don't think he did either. We were just going back and forth. It was basically whoever can outscore the other person. And he got like two big scores on me because I was doing some dumb shit on these curl routes that he was doing that he just kept getting. But outside of that, it was 35-28. He was actually up by two touchdowns, but I made it close towards the end. But at that point in time, it wasn't enough time on the clock for me to make a real run. But I know moving forward for next season, like, I know what to expect. I know what to take away from him. He's still kind of figuring me out because we had those connection issues earlier in the season when we were trying to play. We kind of actually – that was our first full game. So I still lost to him technically earlier this season, but this was, like, the first real loss that I had. So moving forward, I know he's going to be the person I got to compete for my division. But, I mean – the division is always mine. Like, I shout out to Cuz, but at the same time, like, I'm not gonna lose the division.
AKA fuck humble season.
Yeah, you know, it's not really just. I mean, like, I'm not guaranteeing anything else, but like, I am the that's my division to lose.
I feel you.
Like, no one can really take that from me because I know what I'm capable of, especially when I get my quarterback.
I feel you.
That's what the whole point of my season was this year, was to develop the players around that will support my quarterback, and then just go get the guy.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because I played him too. I think we all have.
Yeah, all three of us did.
Was he running that no huddle shit?
He ran no huddle, but no huddle actually. I love when people run no huddle, because it means that they like to try to get you off guard. But I'm always set in my ways because I already know what you like to do. I know what he likes to do now. So when he does no huddle, it's not really anything surprising because he's either gonna try to go up across with the tight end, or I'm going to let him have the underneath route with A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. And now with A.J. Brown, he's going to either probably get five to maybe the first down. But I know he wants the big play. Everybody wants the big plays. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I could tell he's a big play guy. And I gave that to him in our playoff game with those two curl routes that I was – what I was trying to do was trying to time it out so I can do a pick six. But obviously it was one corner, and it was just – it was Corey Davis. So, like, if I didn't get it, he was gone. And he did that twice. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to do that no more. That's when he went up, and I had to make a comeback. But outside of that, like, we were going back and forth. So, like, I know exactly how he plays. So, maybe he'll switch it up. But I know he loves the tight end.
He ain't going to switch it up. I got a good feeling that's his style.
Because I think, yeah, maybe, because he does, like, even with Derrick Henry, like, I held him under 100 yards. But, and I can see, like, he liked to do that stretch play with Derrick Henry to the right. I was able to manage that to where he wouldn't really get much yards, if any. So he had to really kind of throw it down the field or try to get creative with those short to long passes. But I think he knew he couldn't really go deep on me because of the coverage that I usually have. Like, I usually play my defense to go against the big play. I don't like big plays. You know, I call it, what is it? MVP, no big plays. So I'll give you everything underneath. You just got to make something happen with that, 'cause you ain't going to get much up top. So I don't know if he'll switch his strategy. I know for me, I did. Like, I heavily switched my strategy when it comes to just ball control and just managing my quarterback and not making too many mistakes. Like I can't be in a shootout with Jacoby Brissett.
I try to think
that, oh, I can do it.
Yeah, no, hell no.
It's not going.
See, because here's the thing with the quarterbacks that we've had this season. There's some games you can get into a shootout because that's his game to be the guy.
That's the game that he's good.
But, like, that's what happened to me in my two playoff games. If you saw the first game, Andy Dalton went 6 for 8 for 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, a buck 85. 6 for 8. That's like what? Like 90-something, 80-something, high 80 completion percentage? And then I go against the Ravens. This man throws, like, 2 interceptions. I only threw, like, 4 or 5 times that game. You know, so there was a couple of throws. Odell was open going to the sideline on my corner route, and he threw it. He let him upfield, interception. There's another one where he's wide open on a drag, overthrows him. And it's just like, okay, you can't beat the top users in this game. Because when you look at the top defensive teams in the league, they're almost all users. I was number 3. You were number 1. Seattle was number 2. Falcons was number 4. Ravens is number 5. So the defense is gonna be there. We cause a lot of interceptions. We cause a lot of forced fumbles. We get a lot of sacks collectively as the user teams. So you know what you're gonna expect. And if you don't have a quarterback that can make the easy throw to move the chains along, because you can't fucking run every goddamn time to get what you got to do, it's impossible.
And that's why I realized what my strategy really is. And I feel like now I've gotten back to what I originally thought of myself. Going into it, like, oh, you don't need to do 10-yard plays every play. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes, even when you're down by a score, maybe even 2 scores, that's when motherfuckers want to switch up shit and just start pressing shit. And then at that point, it's a blowout because you're not going to get nothing.
Yeah.
But if you just stick to your game plan, but also just like do a run for 4 yards. All right. So now it's 2nd and 6. That's manageable for a quarterback like maybe Andy Dalton to do a quick little curl route or a drag to get the first down.
Some quick. Exactly. Some easy. Bang, bang.
Exactly. But when you ask Andy Dalton to do a 3rd and long, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 15, it's like it's not going.
Yeah, when I beat them 35-14. And
the Titans?
Yeah. Yeah, and I had Derrick Henry on lock. He got most of his yards at the end of the game.
Number one rush defense right there.
But he got – that's why I asked about the no-huddle shit, because it speaks to a point you just made. When he got desperate, he started going no-huddle, and he started just chunking the ball downfield. And he caught me in one of my defenses that I didn't want to be in. And that was most of his scoring opportunities that he got. But I was able to switch it up just enough to get a pick 6 on him. I came with a perfectly timed blitz. And he threw it. And to the turnovers point you were talking about, like Adrian was in the chat, and I was telling B, because B popped in. I was like, yeah, I found out I'm the number one defense in the league. I said, this is a test for me, like playing against a user to see if it's legit or not. And I said, yeah, and so far they're playing well. And Adrian was like, yeah, but I'm number one in turnovers. Then the last couple of games, we started to force turnovers, which was good. But yeah, I could tell when I played him, I frustrated the shit out of him because no one's used to my style of play.
You're a frustrating player. Trust me.
And I could tell I got to him when I scored. I just walked the ball down the field. I scored. I think I caught him on a blitz, and I hit Golladay, and he went in for the score. And he got the ball, and he did the same shit. He just took all the time off the clock. And I was like, oh, I'm in your head now. Exactly. I said, yeah. I got you. Yeah. And then after that, it was a wrap.
To me, the most what I noticed that he has like 5 to 6 plays that he really likes. And as long as you are aware of those plays, well, because I would be more aware than y'all because I would play him more. Even after all that, with this being our first game really playing full out, like I was aware of like, okay, I know what he likes to do. I usually could figure that out in a half. Now it's just all about how am I positioning my defense to combat that? Like, how do I have my linebackers for when he does the stretch? When he does that curl out with Corey Davis, how many should I have a safety and my DB on top of that, you know, just for as a zone? when he wants to go across the middle, make sure that I have my linebacker a little bit back so that when he tries to come across, I can just follow him instead of just waiting to see if he's going to come across and go or go out. Because sometimes he likes to do that little short out route, usually during the goal line. So, but when he does the no huddle, it's like, all right, now you're my land. Because now you don't, like, because you think you're going to get the advantage over me. No, I'm going to make, I know exactly, because, you know, at that point, no huddle is all about I'm going to my playmaker. That's really all for my in my eyes.
I think that's part of his offense. I think that's what he does. I think he mixes it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think any good play caller, if I catch you in a defense that's advantageous, I'm going to keep you in that defense. And I think any good play, because I have multiple schemes. Like, I have a couple of formations that I can do pretty much whatever the fuck I want out of. So if I run this stretch play and I'm like, oh, shit, like, you're very susceptible. If I do know how to, automatically you think I'm either running the same side or I'm doing the stretch on the other side. So now I got you thinking. So now I can hit you with a dive. You're thinking I'm going outside. Boom, I hit you up the middle.
See, for me, because I play linebacker, I'm ready for whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what. Even if I do a cover three, as a linebacker, I'm ready for the run. Because I know you ain't going up the middle. Because I got DeForest Buckner right there. He ain't doing, like,
See, but being a good play caller is all about, it's the setup. This is the chess part of football, which I love, you know, because I can give you this look and you, okay, yeah, you can be in your base and you can play pretty much anything. But then when I hit you over the top, because you think you know.
Yep.
When you think, oh, I seen this formation. I know what he going to do. And hit you with the
That's how I called him on my first touchdown. I set him up.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not. I agree with you, but I'm not saying that. I'm saying that anything you're going to do, I am prepared to prevent the big play regardless. So you could get something, whatever, but you're not going up top.
I don't know.
Huddle. Not unless I'm blitz. Not unless I had a blitz defense.
I don't know. I came back down 21-0.
So he got none in that game?
What?
Big play.
No. He got like two.
Okay.
But that was that was it. Like everything else, he had to walk down the field.
So we got those early.
Yeah, like I believe in the first half he got those two big plays.
Cause he's aggressive.
Well, I think one in the first half, one in the second half. I think.
Very.
Yeah. When I saw him play y'all the first couple of times, I was like, this motherfucker is aggressive.
No, he wants to force the issue, especially with Derrick Henry. He wants to pound you with the ball because. You know, people, it's Tennessee, so people don't really talk about A.J. Brown or Corey Davis like that. But those are good players.
And Tannehill is very mobile. He's not Russ or Murray or anybody like that. But he could move the fuck around.
He used to be a wide receiver in college, right?
Yeah, he got a nice offensive identity. He does. He knows how to use Tannehill. He knows where he want to go.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to attack certain defenses.
But you could score on him, though, too.
Yeah.
Well, like, shit, I didn't know because nah, when I played him, he took so much possession. I was on defense so long, I didn't even know where the fuck to start on offense. And then by the time, you know, it was the second half and I finally got some type of rhythm, his score was too big. And that's the reason why, after our internet connection dropped, I was just give him the win. Because it was not competitive. He was going
to
whoop me.
He also likes to do screenplays.
He does. Yes,
I didn't realize, I let him get a lot of them too. Again, I was playing like a jackass. It wasn't until the end where I was like, I need to start taking that out. Cause like you could obviously with screenplays, as soon as you see the lineman move, you got to get there quick.
Yeah, I went on an 11 play, 7-some-minute drive on his ass.
Mm.
Those are the ones that frustrate you the most because you'd be like, damn, this nigga keep getting first down. Because
it's that third down. Oh, I got him. I didn't get him.
Or it's the worst. It's like it's third and two. Mm-hmm. And it'd be like, if I get this, it'll be fourth down.
And the thing that was frustrating me against the Titans, I got him in third and long. Like 30-15, 30-17. Oh, yeah, he kept converting. I'm like, what the fuck now? Yeah. So, he got me frustrated. Yeah,
he can play, though.
But it was a good game. Again, shout out to him for getting – he's in the AFC Championship game, I believe. He's in the divisional game.
He's in division, I think, against the Ravens.
Yeah, yeah, he plays
He's playing in the Ravens.
Shout out to him.
So my two games, man, first game was against the Bills, a new user in the league. First time I played him. So the first quarter was a little, back and forth.
Bills.
Yeah, the Bills.
Yeah.
That was probably the best I've seen him play in that first half.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, too. I feel bad for him because he got glitched twice with that tight end shit. And I said it. As soon as I saw it, you know what it is. You say hike and he just throws the damn ball. So I felt bad.
I think I may know what – at least I thought I did. I thought it was – pressure. The throw out of a sack thing, because it happened to me a couple of times. I'm like, oh, if somebody's on the line of scrimmage, looking like they're about to blitz, it triggers that. But I don't know.
But I did get an interception, and I did score. And I had – it was funny because Foreign jumped in the stream, and he was like – later on down the line, he was like, there's always about six plays that define a game. And one of the plays that defined the game was at the end of the first half where I scored again. And it really put me up three scores. And then there was a play in the third quarter where I had a goal line stop. I think that really defined the game too. And then the fact that he couldn't stop the scheme. I was like, because I was kind of mad that it was a fucking snowing game. But I'm like, hey, I got two running backs. Mm-hmm. So and I already have a scheme. Let's see if you can stop it. If you can't stop it, it is what it is. And Andy Dalton did what I needed him to do. He was efficient. He made the throws I needed him to make. He fucking threaded the needle on about two of them things. And it was the game. I think I beat him 39-24. And then I played the Ravens. You know, that just happened last night.
That was it. Y'all have some AFC football
battles. Some fucking battles. And he called me right after the game. I don't know if y'all stayed on and listened to any of the conversation. But, you know, we both said that's probably the best game we've played against each other. And it was a defensive game. But I know I always sound optimistic after I played a man because I've only beat him like once or twice. But this time I'm like, I'm literally a quarterback away. If I could have made two or three plays in that game down the field, I would have won that game. And there was also about six plays that happened against me that, you know, kind of swayed it the other way. One of them, I think a big one was that third and short conversion, the fourth and short conversion in the first quarter on my side of the field, because I really felt I got it. I got it. I averaged 3 to 4 yards off of that fullback dive. I know I got it, and it was turnover on downs. But I think the biggest thing is that you saw I mitigated that run game. He had like 35 rushes for only about $130. We already know. And years past, 35 rushes, man, he had about 250, 300 and something. Now, hell no. Nah. And I was talking that shit during the stream, too. I like, nah, Adrian, call your boy. All that shit shut down. Because I'm confident now. I found the set. He even talked about how I was able to shift my line around and still stop the run. So, I told him, like, his formations, because I play him so much, now I know what you want to do. So
that's what I love about being in the division with a user.
Exactly, because you play on so much, you pick up all the tendencies. So I told him, I said, look, first and foremost, I know when you're going to throw because it takes you too long to hike the ball. So I know it's a throw. Mm. Number two, when he has the two tight end set on the left-hand side, that formation automatically has him running to the right. So if I see him audible, 9 times out of 10, he's running to the left, to the tight end side. So that's how I can guess which side he wants to attack. When it's the two wide receivers on the left-hand side, the default running side is the left-hand side toward the wide receivers. Or he's going to run up the gut. So this is all of these tendencies. And now I got a fucking memory book. Remember how Shane Battier used to prepare for Kobe? Mm-hmm. He said he had like a whole book. That's how I am now. So I got the book of the Ravens down pat. He can't score on me like that. He ain't going to score 30-some points no more, 300-some yards rushing. All that shit shut down. But Andy fucking Dalton. I had the real Andy Dalton show up. The previous week against the Bills, that's good Andy. That's Pro Bowl Andy. Then I got fucking in the trash. What the hell is you still playing in the league, Andy, the next week against the Ravens? And obviously, you know, the Ravens got a fucking hellacious defense, whole bunch of star players, whole bunch of X-Factor type guys. And he has a good scheme. And he even told me last night, he said, bro, he never gives me the same defense twice. He has that much respect for my pass game and shit. He's like, bro. So
he is really good in pass defense.
He is. He's
like
amazing.
Like if you make any little mistake, he is gonna capitalize. And I learned that just off of one game. I was just throwing shit and be like, sometimes you just went like, how good is this motherfucker?
Nah,
motherfucker is a ball hawk.
He's good. He's really good.
I can't
wait till
his players get older and they gotta ask for more money.
Well, yeah, so he's gonna have to make big time decisions in a very short amount of time. But yeah, man, I lost again to the Ravens. But again, this is the most optimistic I've been. I think this is, you know, it's a copycat league. Mm-hmm. And I think I've showed the blueprint now.
I thought you were going to beat him.
I did too, especially when I scored with Odell. That was a really big play. That was that was the one throw that Andy Dalton made all fucking game. And I was like, I hope he's in that cover too, because I've seen it before. And if he's in it, and he was in it when I called that play and I got that touchdown. And this is the reason why I say OBJ is, to me, my favorite wide receiver in the game, is because on that touchdown, you saw it. As soon as he caught it, I was able to juke. And that's the only reason why
I scored. That's the thing that I wish more players could do who are who are even just of that skill set or that position. Like, as soon as you catch, like, literally as soon as you catch it, move. Because I had a play with the Titans with T.Y. It was going to be a touchdown if he was able to catch it and then juke, because it was just one defender. But he caught it, and obviously the Titans, he hit a hit stick, right? And obviously the ball just came out right there. I thought usually T.Y. can hold on to it, but it was a bang-bang play. I didn't, you know. These days, I'm just happy the motherfucking receivers can just catch. But for me, it was like I was trying to juke before he even caught that motherfucker. Because I was like, I already know he gonna smack the shit out of me, but I want this tub. Because that was the game right there. That could have tied up the game. But like you said, with guys with finesse or quickness, you would think that as soon as you catch, you could just do something.
You could
something.
Just do it,
I agree with your decision to go for two, even though the conservative in me was like, nah, just kick it because you've been stopping it. But the kicking now is fucking horrendous. I thought it was just me until I saw you.
I took to end the half, I could have kicked the field goal. It wouldn't have really changed the outcome of the game because you still would have won by like 4 instead of 7. But I wanted to get the touchdown because I was just like, why kick a field goal when I can just try, you play to win the game. You know what I'm saying? Especially at this point, with Jacoby Brissett, I have nothing to really lose. I don't expect this motherfucker to go that far anyway. So let me just go all out. Now, normally I would think like you can, let me just get especially the way I was playing that game. I was very conservative. I was doing punts and some old shit. But I just was like, you know what? Fuck it.
To me, the Bills game, the Bills didn't make an extra point all game. And I missed damn near all of them. And then I went for two and I got 1 2-point conversion in that game. So going into this game, I saw, okay, this is going to be a dogfight. And when I scored that touchdown with OBJ, I was thinking, I'm like, okay, I can come out here and miss the extra point, and I'm not going to go into overtime. Or I could just go for two and be up. And if I stop them again, I win the game. So I was like, well, fuck it. Let me just go for the two because I'm confident that I can stop them again. I'll get the ball back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I kick a field goal at that point, hopefully I make it, or you know, maybe I score another touchdown. But yeah, I weighed the options: miss the point after and be down, or miss the 2-point and still be down, or be up and not go to overtime.
That's the thing
that I probably would have done differently based on how your defense was playing, was kick it deep and not go for the onside, because that gave him the
field goal advantage.
Which made you forced to go for a touchdown.
Which I don't. That's why I don't never really go for all the side, because just the percentage chances of you
still had the 3 timeouts. So I knew you were going to stop him.
The thing you probably had was the weather element, the snow.
Not in that game.
Not in the Ravens.
Oh, not in the
game.
Ravens. Oh yeah.
Yeah, Ravens game was in the snow game.
That was the only thing. But
I'm surprised Ravens was snow free since y'all in Baltimore, right?
Yeah, we were in Baltimore. It was cold, but it wasn't snowing.
You just saw the breath on their face.
Yeah. In Buffalo, it was snowing. That shit was crazy. But yeah, man. But again, I'm confident. And like I said, that run is shut, and he can't throw. He can't throw. I've told them that to his face all the damn time. So he can't throw. So I'm not worried about it. And then when he does throw, he's like a college quarterback. It's one read. So if you take away that read, then he's gonna start running around because he got Lamar. And my defense is coming. And my defense ain't slow. You know what I'm saying? I may not get you right when you take off, but shit, you fuck around. And I got a couple of big sacks against them in that game. So, you know, it is what it is, man. Like I said, I'm a quarterback away. And even like I said on the last podcast, I felt I could lose in the first round or I could fucking win the Super Bowl. And I won one round, but Andy Dalton happened to me, man. So, we'll see.
Yeah. So, off-season.
Off-season.
At least for us.
Yeah, at least for us. Yeah, I'm already wheeling and dealing. I got some, gentlemen agreements already for a couple of draft picks and players and things of that nature. So, you know, I'm just trying to I need a franchise QB, man. I can't win a chip without it. I got the run game. I got the defense. But even if I'm not a pass happy guy, what with Dalton?
Not with Dalton, but you don't need a franchise QB.
I just need a guy that's more consistent.
Yep.
Because here's the thing. So in another franchise I started, I did the Dolphins and Tua got hurt, and I signed Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco, he's a statue, but he can make all of the downfield throws. If I had a guy like that with this Browns team, mm-hmm. I could win. Mm-hmm. You know, but you're 100% right. It doesn't have to be like the top of the top guy, but I just need a guy that can make timely throws.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at Foreign.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he out there killing it with fucking Jalen Hurts.
With Jalen Hurts, yep.
You know, so.
Yeah, he is. All season for me, I mean, like people said, this franchise, well, it's just the QB. I don't need him to be Andrew Luck. I just need him to do everything I need him to do. I'm looking at three potential quarterbacks now. It used to be two. Now it's three potential quarterbacks. But the way this draft is going, as far as that top eight, it could be real dicey for me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm making some moves to move up in the draft, but I'm just looking at a QB. After that, straight defense. Corner, edge rusher, and that's about it.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Greetings and salutations. My name is Colin Moriarty, a 20-year veteran of the gaming industry and co-host of the mega-popular Sacred Symbols, a PlayStation podcast, a weekly show I do with my good friend, YouTuber and comedian Chris Raygun. Now, PlayStation has a 25-plus year heritage, but this year is going to be especially big for the brand, what with PlayStation 5 launching this fall. Our show, Sacred Symbols, delves into all you need to know about Sony's upcoming console, week in and week out. And we also give tons of love and attention to the current gen, too, including PlayStation 4, PlayStation VR, and yes, indeed, our beloved PlayStation Vita. We dive into the news, the games, the rumors and speculation, and even the drama of the PlayStation ecosystem, and we do it each and every week, without fail, just for you. If you want to get expert PlayStation commentary and analysis with a heavy dose of humor and irreverence, consider subscribing to Sacred Symbols, a PlayStation podcast, available on podcast services everywhere. We'll keep you informed, give you some stuff to think about, and make you laugh, too. That's Sacred Symbols, a PlayStation podcast, on all major podcast services.
Yeah, I got a couple players that are available. Landry's available. I definitely got to continue to upgrade my O-line. Got to upgrade my linebackers. So, definitely Landry will not be part of the Browns next year.
Why don't you like Landry?
He's not fast enough for how I like to play. Like, I'm not saying I can't use him because I can use him on drags and screens and slants and things of that nature. But I need guys that could push it down the field. Or if you were on a short route, that can then cut up fielding and give me that run after catch. So Landry just doesn't fit that for me. And even though in Madden 21, I could play with a guy like Landry more than I could in 20. 20 felt more arcade-ish than 21 does. But he just doesn't fit. Like, he just does not get the targets that he deserves. You know what I'm saying? Because he just doesn't fit in the passing game like I need him to. So, yeah I got to just move on from him. And he's rated high. He's at 88. And he's super reliable. Like, I like him. He just don't fit what I want to do.
How old is he? 27,
28.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I was looking at some teams that may potentially need wide receivers. So, I'm open. Draft picks, O-linemen. You know what I'm saying? So, we'll see what happens.
I think that winning streak I went on kind of threw the season, well, through my offseason into a bit of a bind, dropping all the way to 12. But I think being able to win those games, protecting Dobbs, which I had to do a lot, which is how I managed to win the games, and playing against two of the top users at two of my last three games allowed me to kind of – get a measuring stick on where I am offensively and more importantly, defensively. Because I played Fat Boy the week after, and it was 21-14 with 2 minutes left on the clock.
Mm.
So I had his ass shut down, and he got a lot of fortunate plays. P.I. call on an interception I got, and I turned him over a few times. So, but protecting Dobbs and just trying to make sure he didn't do anything stupid is kind of how I managed to just slow him down and stay in the game. But it allowed me to evaluate, like, what I'm able to do without pieces, without certain talent. So I'm like, okay, so I'm going to just have to – I've really been thinking about it, like, okay, so I just need a filler quarterback right now, and I'm going to work on my linebackers, even though they play really good, and my offensive line.
I was happy with what I did with my linebackers as far as I was able to make one of them a star.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, like, is there a certain age limit where you just can't get that dev trading anymore?
Because,
like, I was, like, I mean, no, Jacoby Brissett had 37 touchdowns and over 4,000 mm-hmm. yards. Like, he ain't never doing that mm-hmm. regularly. You mm-hmm. know, that's what I was kind of expecting, like, is there an age limit or whatever? But nonetheless, like, I think, like you said, Ken, like, looking at what you can do without and seeing, like, okay, if I just had this and that, maybe I could, you know, swing some games. That's why I'm really – when you mentioned free agency, I'm thinking about that too because I'm like, I do have some little – you know, I got a temp service right now. I just need some – I need somebody here for about, you know, just a season, maybe
yeah,
two,
yep.
and let me get the young guys up. By that time your contract up, these guys should be good. And with me drafting – going into this offseason thinking about drafting a rookie – I need as much help as for him as possible. Like, FIFO's talking about offensive line. That's the one thing that I definitely try to do this year, which is re-sign all my offense, because the Colts have a top five mm-hmm. offensive line unit.
I looked. Today. Yeah, it is.
And that's why, when you always talking about how you compete mm-hmm. in the games, like, that's what I realized that I didn't utilize as much. My offensive line, as crazy as it sounds, like, I was thinking that if I have this offensive line, I can pass. But it's like, no, I can run.
Yep.
Let me run. And that's how I was able to keep that Titans game, that playoff game, in a competitive space, because if I try to pass, it was a wrap.
Yeah, man. Old linemen like to get dirty too. You know what I'm saying? They want to be aggressive,
especially
too.
Especially if one of them is a 96. 100%. Like, shit, let me go. Mm-hmm. Let me fuck with him real quick. Yep. And Marlon Mack, he's not the best back in the league, but shit, I got him, you know, over 1,000 yards and 13 touchdowns. So that's decent. But that's me not even running most of the season. That was me trying to make Jacoby Brissett something that he isn't. So when I focused in on, like, getting back to, like, running the ball, you know what I'm saying, I didn't really think about it because I didn't have a Saquon-esque running back. But I realized if you have a good offensive lineman, it don't really matter. Mm-hmm. You just got to get that hole.
Yeah, for those of you that follow me on Twitch this whole season, because I played all my games on there, I think except one, y'all probably remember early on I was cussing everybody out on the
team.
He
was.
The linebackers, everybody. But what I like, what I saw late is that while they may not be able to be stars, they're definitely great depth.
Mm-hmm.
So once I start filling those pieces with guys that are stars, superstars, I'll feel comfortable bringing some of them in as long as they don't ask for ridiculous money off the bench or in certain formations mm-hmm. To fill in. So defensively, I think I know what I want to do now. Haven't played two guys that like to utilize no huddle a lot, so mm-hmm. I'm going to be prepared for that because I know that's a part of people's go-to sometimes.
See, to me, that no huddle don't mean shit to me. I get why it can do as far as, like, get you off your, you know, your rocker and shit, but
it don't get me off my rocker, but
I'm not saying you particularly, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah, with the way that I play defense, I need to be able to be prepared for it defensively when it happens. So that's what I'm saying. I guess what I'm saying is I don't have certain players
have players.
Need
yeah.
to be able to attack it or defend it. That's what I mean.
And I'm saying, as far as, like, what FIFO was saying with the Ravens, like, there's tendencies that you can notice throughout the game. Because mm-hmm. most of the guys in our league, outside of, like you said, Fat Boy and who else, Foreign Hustle maybe, like, those are the guys that do all types of adjustments and some motion. You know what I'm saying?
No, Fat Boy, unless he has – he can do different things. Foreign Hustle is just elite.
He is.
You know,
pre-snap, I think he's the best pre-snap user in the league.
But Fat Boy has some tendencies too. And especially and where he got me was on it was 4th and 6, 21-14. I just needed one stop. And I knew he was aggressive. He was going for it. And he hit Mike Evans on that slant.
Mm.
And I played man coverage. And that's why I asked if he could read the blitz, because I was bringing pressure and I thought I could get there. And I think he saw it. So if I were to drop back in coverage, I probably could have had a linebacker drop into like a 3-4 or something to kind of muddy up the middle of the field because he loves the slants.
Mm-hmm.
I could have probably got a stop or something and then may have
Slants could be a bitch if you don't know if you don't get the timing right
mm-hmm.
as far as like when they want to throw.
Because
usually slants, you got to wait like at least 2 seconds, 2.5.
It depends. So like if you play man-to-man and there is no cover one robber, whether it's a linebacker or a safety or sometimes a lineman, depending on the formation, then you can hit him quick if it's man to man. But if it's a zone, then you got to let them clear certain zones.
Exactly, yeah.
And then sometimes that could bite you in the ass.
Cause especially they got pressure. If you don't have the quarterback that can make that throw.
Because that's a special throw. Because you can't zing that thing. You can't really lob it. It's one of those in-between type of throws.
And also, if you don't have the offensive line to give you the time.
To give you the time.
Yeah, because, like, for me, it's like I usually play a cover three, cover four. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I usually play zone. So, like, especially as a linebacker, I'm looking for you to try to throw across the middle. That's what I love because that's my playmaking opportunity. So, with the slant. But usually a motherfucker will try to get a guy who's going out that way. And that's usually, like, once they get that, they could turn it upfield and touch.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw, I think when Foreign Hustle played the Bucks the second time, he beat the shit out of him. He had him by 42 points.
Mm-hmm.
And Fat Boy was talking shit in the playoffs. And Fat Boy is good. He can play the fucking game. I'm not shitting on him at all. But, man, what Foreign did to him, man, that shit went – It was depressing to watch.
He was boxed up.
Yeah,
he had no
what to do.
Yeah, he was boxed up. And on defense, what I started picking out was Foreign started dictating what he wanted him to do offensively.
Yep.
And as a defensive play caller, once you start fucking with the offensive's head, it's a wrap. You won that game. That game is over.
Yep. That's why I try to stay locked in defensively. That's where I've made the most change this year. Is really, and you kind of said it earlier, focusing on defense. I've always built my defense first because the way I play offense, I can get where I need to go down the hill. So offensively was never an issue, but defensively I can get stops. Then especially if I can get enough stops, then
it's all about stops. That's how we win all these games. If we had to go back and forth with anybody in a user game, we probably would all be out the playoffs or some shit like that. Somehow, some way, because we all can go tit for tat. It's all about who can get one stop, because if I get one stop, then that means I get 7 points.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Potentially,
but most likely though, because how we score, we all pick the most high power. Well, except for Ken, we all pick the most high power offenses or teams in the NFL.
Mine is handicapped. I have a high power offense that's handicapped right now, but next year we will be high power. You know what? I realized defensively about my team this year, and I didn't realize it until the playoffs. Denzel Ward is a very good corner, the best corner I got. He's rated 90 now. However, against players with superstars or X-Factors, bro, Stephon Diggs was burning.
You talking about that skinny post?
The post.
Yeah, I seen that.
Bro, because typically, like my base defense is man-to-man. I'm bringing pressure.
Yeah.
After about 3-4 times, like he got – I'm not going to say empty yards, but he got a lot of yards because he kept beating them. Luckily, he didn't score. I was able to stop other things, but it made me realize, oh, shit, maybe my DBs aren't as – I can't just leave them on an island like that sometimes.
Great players should win those matchups, though. Know what I mean?
If you can
– But
you just want that guy to make a couple of key stops when you need him.
But any time that Stephon was on that post, because that's his special ability – He created like a 10-yard gap between him and Denzel.
That's Stephon's ability is the post.
Is the post.
But Greedy don't have a superstar ability.
No, and neither does Denzel. But I didn't realize that the separation would be that much going into that game, because I shut down pretty much everybody in the past.
The speed is going to make up for it.
The speed will make up for it. The scheme makes up for it. But in that game, he exposed that for me, and I was like, oh, shit.
Did he expose it, or was just Stephon's just that great that – he just went up against a good but not great cornerback? Like, you would need somebody with superstar X-factor ability to be able to shut that down.
100%.
Stephon ain't that great.
Yeah,
the game he is, though. That's what not in real life, but yeah, in the game, he souped up.
Yeah, because
I saw it. This nigga was like 5-10 yards down the field before Greedy came to get him.
No, I saw it. I noticed that shit too, because you called it out. You was like, damn, here it go again. Like that skinny post, especially. I thought he was gonna score because it was a. I forgot what quarter was in, but it was still a game to be had if he would have scored on that play. But yeah, he had him.
Yeah.
It was like damn near wide open down the middle
every time. And again, I play typically man, and I realized, okay, well, I guess against superstar and X-factor wide receivers, I can't man up like that.
Do you guys pre-scout the opponent?
In what way?
Well,
to what degree?
I guess what I'm asking is that going into that matchup, Did you know Stephon had that superstar ability?
No, I didn't.
I don't scout.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't scout to that degree. I did like the first couple of seasons we played all the way back in 20, but then I kind of stopped. The only scouting that I kind of look at are numbers. So, you know, when you do your training and it shows you the where they're ranked offensively mm-hmm. and defensively, what type of plays they like, I look at that. And then I just look at yards. I look at you know, receiving, rushing, passing, how many interceptions. I look at team stats, but I don't really like – I don't go to the players.
I just wonder if you knew that, would you have game planned differently? Like, because you found out in the game. It didn't impact the outcome of the game.
Yeah, I would have came out of it quicker.
Okay.
I would have came out – I would have went in with my same game plan and be like, oh, shit, okay.
Once you realized,
it would have been a wrap. But because I didn't know going in, I let it happen a couple of times just to be like, maybe it's a fluke. Hell no. Every time you ran that fucking route, there was nothing I can do. So it definitely made me realize I got to work to get both my corners, at least Denzel, to at least a superstar.
What's your tolerance or threshold? Like, how many plays – will you allow a player to get before you start making adjustments? Before you be like, all right, yeah.
I say third time's a charm.
Third, you go three?
It depends on, like, is he just beating me because of scheme or is he beating me because, like, hit that play is just either overpowered or.
Or player.
Or player is just overpowered.
Yeah. Kind of mainly really talking about the player.
I usually talk about the scheme.
Yeah, so if it's a scheme thing, I'll adjust a lot quicker. If it's a player thing, you got to prove it to me all game.
That's how kind of how I am.
Yeah, if it's a player, like what I should have done was let Corey Davis get those 10 yards. Instead of trying to make the extra play and be all sexy and shit,
mm-hmm.
I should have let him have that. Because 10 yards ain't going to hurt you like a touchdown mm-hmm. will. But if it's a scheme, like there's nobody here every time he throws it here, nah, nigga, I got to change some shit up.
Next play, just like that.
Yeah. I got to change
But if it's
up.
A player, now, you got to prove that shit to me all game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
because, like, I remember the first time I played the Ravens. I'm like, nah, you can't do this shit all game. And then he fucking did it all game. Then I'm like, oh, well, damn. All of this speed and shit I was talking about in Madden 20 didn't mean a goddamn thing against him. And he's in my division. So I was like, okay, so now stylistically I got to change some things up, the people I sign and stuff like that. So, yeah, so it just depends.
Yeah,
depends.
I was just thinking about, like, A.J. Brown and Mike Evans, and they were just kind of eating. I'm like, I'm going to just have to live with that.
Yeah.
At some point, hopefully I can switch up enough things now, to catch him.
A.J. Brown, he don't have to eat. Mike Evans, I think you can – You don't just like when someone is asking, like, how do you guard LeBron? You don't really guard them. You just kind of try to maintain. You try to maintain what they can do.
Yep.
And I'll let A.J. Brown get the underneath. I'll let Mike Nevers. But you can't let him get that top, because if he gets that top, they always going to try to go up to you.
That's a wrap.
And maybe sometimes you'll give him a little, you know, disguise. Like, oh, I want you to test him right now because I got somebody who's going to come right up there and get him. But usually that's a gamble. So, But yeah, but it's this offseason, it's – I'm gonna be all over the place. I'm gonna be in free agency. I'm gonna be in the draft. I'm gonna be trying to do some.
I'm gonna do, but I don't know what I'm gonna do.
This is the last year I was talking to people. This is the last year that I'm in slight rebuild. Like after this year, like that third year, and even this second year, it depends on how quickly I can get my quarterback up. I may be competing for a title this upcoming season, but I'm going to guarantee that for the third season. This upcoming season, I'm just gonna see how it goes, but. After this, like, I can't, because we're only doing 5 seasons of this. I can't keep on trying to piece together shit. Like, either you're going to play or not.
Yeah. And I think that's why it's so important who you select to start off. Because if you pick a whole rebuild project, because the users are too good in our league. Like you can take a year off, but after that year, you got to start competing because just think about your progression, right? Like, Ken, like, your progression for your squad is going to be better. Like, your defense is going to be better. Your offense is going to be better. But what about foreign? His shit is going to be better. Everybody's is going to progress.
As you're supposed to.
So you can't take 2 years to try to figure things out. Like, you got to have a plan. Yeah.
I'm playing catch up. But, you know, also I think that and hope that, you know, some of these teams won't be able to have some of the guys that they're having with now and that cap with.
As we were talking about Adrian. You know what I'm saying? The Seahawks, like,
man,
he has to win within his first 2 years. Otherwise, it makes no sense to what he's doing.
He has to win because he's been talking shit all season.
Well, that too. But we all talk shit. But for me, it's just like.
But when you see his, like, have you looked at Russell Wilson's cap hit?
No, I see it's like 35, 36,
no,
right?
No, it's 50.
50?
Bro, it's ridiculous, which is why I understand why he wants to move.
He got it.
But he has to win now with Russell, though. Like, why have that cap hit you and you do nothing with
it? No, he has to win now with Russell. He might as well.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not giving him no excuse as far as
Not at all. Not at all. I'm just giving y'all the reasoning why he's
moving
looking
off Russell.
Exactly. No, I got it after, like, when he said the contract wise. Like, look, I moved off of Phillip Rivers for Jacoby Brissett, so I understand what it's like to give up somebody who is like, he's better than contract. This, but the cap, it doesn't make sense. But
I still just think that, like, the side story of just this season, because he's talked way more than he's ever talked before. To lose will be crushing,
and that's why I had to ask.
He touts that he's the only player to beat foreign, which is true too.
But you can't.
It don't mean nothing.
I know, hey.
Because
I know,
and you know me, I gotta call it out.
But the game is gonna call it out. You talking, you bragging about that, and foreign's just checking boxes. He's seeing all of it. And
yeah, because he's in every time we do a stream, he's there.
If when they play, he might go out to set an example. So I don't know, like, because you bragging about the one, you bragging about this, like, that's your Super Bowl.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I was asking, like, bro, what meaningful game have you ever won? Like, in general, I was just asking a question. I don't even think he really answered it.
You probably didn't.
Because there is none. At least all of us can say we've had some meaningful game. Or, like, we've gone deep into the playoffs. Like, I don't even think he's gone past the divisional round.
I mean, it's great stories. I mean, with sports, you always want a story. So, that's his story. That's the story for this season. Like, you got him. Like, will he back up all the shit he's been talking about?
But he has the best team right now to compete. I won't say the best.
One of them.
One of the best to compete. Like, he's in that – I can compete right now. There should be no excuses.
Well, exactly.
So, like, if he doesn't do it in this season or next season, it's a wrap. He ain't going to never do it because you're going to have your quarterback up by that. You're going to have your quarterback up by then. Everybody else is going to be, you know, in a better position. And you just lost Russell. You lost probably maybe Adams is going to ask for too much money by that point. Like, you're going to lose the whole thing. Le'Veon's going to be older. Like,
and Foreign and Fat Boy are no slouches, and you play in the same division.
You play in the same division.
So,
and Foreign got a young QB. QB.
Yep.
And he's all like
conference, not division.
Think about it. He threw for 5,000 yards this year.
I know.
And he's a 70-something quarterback.
With Hurts?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. You got to win this year. That's what I'm saying, bro. You got to win this year.
Like, Foreign knows some other shit, bro.
If he wins this year, I'm shutting the fuck up forever. But if he don't.
You're not.
You know, I gotta say someone humble on this motherfucker.
But I gotta call it out too.
But if he does not, he is gonna hear a mouth. Like, I'm gonna talk so much shit. I'm gonna make him get out the chat. I'm gonna make him get out the chat because I'm like, bro, you can't be saying all that shit. And you ain't won nothing.
Because who's left? So we know Foreign.
It's
Fat Foreign. Boy.
I just know the teams
and
Cardinals.
Cardinals, he looked nice, man.
He does.
M extra.
What the?
I'm pissed at him.
His defense.
Forget that. What the fuck was Spike doing?
Spike be
trying. Bro, 49-0.
Nothing.
Spike be trying to. He be throwing games and he don't tell nobody because he trying to get a new quarterback.
You don't
too.
Throw games in the playoffs, dog.
Not like that because then it's not gonna improve your draft stock by much. You made the playoffs. You drafted in the 20s.
Yeah, but maybe he didn't want to move down anymore.
Bro, I had to turn it off.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Even that Mexican called him out. He's like, nigga, did you just try to throw that game? Yep. Did you try to do anything?
So yeah, damn. So yeah, that's and Mextra. Yeah, he looked good too.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm pissed because I had a draft pick trade with him earlier this year. He fucked all that.
Like I said, bro, if you really think about it, all of the users are damn good. Like, our worst user is really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it anytime there's a user game, it's gonna be competitive.
So in the AFC, who's left?
It's the
Chiefs, Ravens, Titans,
and who else is there? Chiefs, Ravens, Titans.
That might be it.
Somebody else. Hey, I can't think.
Is it a user team?
It has to be because it's got to be four.
Oh, are they playing now?
Because it ain't the Bills. And who the fuck?
I forgot. I thought I had them all the matchups because
they didn't say, I want to say the Ravens played a CPU team.
Yeah, there was a CPU team. There was team a CPU team. Hold on, I'm trying to pull it up now.
But not yet. It's down to the nitty gritty. Who y'all think gonna win it all?
You know, honestly, man, like I think this one is tough. I think this one's tough. I think
not for me. Go ahead.
You got what you got?
So who you got?
Four.
I was gonna say it's gonna be in the NFC. I don't know who it's gonna be, but it's gonna be in the NFC.
Yeah, I definitely think the NFC's users that are left are more versatile.
Maybe Chiefs can come out of the AFC because he usually is good against the Ravens somehow. Somehow he just outscores the motherfucker.
You know what I would really like to see? I would like to see the two birds go at it. And what I mean, Baltimore and the Falcons.
Yeah, no, I don't want Baltimore to get that deep.
I feel you. But
I think he might come out of the AFC though.
Yeah, I think he might. I think he might because of his defense, because of the offense.
I can see him coming out. I'm saying I hope he don't. I don't want to give him that justification doing that whack ass play.
Hey, it's shut down now. So copycat league, y'all look.
He gave you gave him the blueprint.
I gave him the blueprint. So do what you if you got the honestly, personnel.
If he do get there.
He faced
with
the Chiefs.
The way he plays, he can present some problems for 4-4.
100% he can. Because he could keep the offense off the field. Then when he gets on the field.
He got to score.
He got to score. And his pass defense is one of the best. And he got Von Miller. He could get there like this. And then his D-line, I can't remember the player. But if y'all watched my stream.
Frank Clark.
Was it Frank Clark? I want to say it was Frank Clark. Bro, as soon as I hiked the ball, he was in the backfield. So, and obviously, and I told him, you know, the reason why I got so many damn first round picks is because I mortgaged some things on my team, obviously. And part of that was the right side of my old line. So he lined up on that side. So he, like
I
want
to talk about that. Because he went from Baker to Andy Dalton.
Yep.
You said, why?
In the middle of the middle of this season, you went from competing to compete a tanking. That's kind of what you did because you're good enough to get to the playoffs, but you kind of
I can't put up the points on like when I need to.
Yeah, but it was an interesting strategy to go from to pivot that hard to mortgage your future for young assets and other and young assets, draft picks and young assets.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I felt that I couldn't win with Baker either. I felt in those moments that Baker still made those bad throws that Andy made. He was slightly better, but not good enough to win a chip for me. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, you could get that motherfucker to 4 and he could, you know, set all types of records. It is what it is. I know what the fuck I need to win, and it ain't Baker. So at that point, because I was a little discouraged moving off of Baker initially, like in the first 2 weeks of the season, because they were trying me with the damn offers. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't move Baker for nothing. But being patient and just continuing to see what the trade market would offer for him, having good games, raising his stock up a little bit, I was able to trade him to the Chargers and get a first-round pick for him. So at that point, it's a win-win. I have a quarterback in Andy Dalton that is serviceable. Right? Like, he got me to 13-3. But now I have assets. Now I have draft capital. Now, you know, I don't have to draft all these guys.
Because he was basically a game manager for you.
Yeah. This is.
Well, you just don't like Baker. Just say that. You just don't like Baker.
He doesn't. Look, the main thing is he's erratic. And then even when there's not a lot of pressure, he throws inaccurately wide. And think about it. The majority of all of us, we play a combination of man and zone, primarily zone, right? If you're playing a zone and I throw that shit wide for no fucking,
that's a pick.
That's a pick.
Yep.
That's a pick. I can't deal with that. If I like try to be super hyper aggressive and throw the ball downfield and this, that, I can live with that. That was my decision. But when you're wide the hell open on a drag route, man. And I know that this side, there's pressure coming from this side, and I'm going opposite side, and you're wide open.
Just take the hit.
No, not take the hit. Make the fucking pass.
No, I mean,
pass.
Like, you're going to have to just follow through and take the hit.
Yeah, exactly. Follow through. Take the hit. Make the pass. And he doesn't make the pass. And then it's not that it's an incompletion. It's that it gets, it's a potential interception.
Yeah.
Bro, and I can't live with that.
That was Stafford. That's why I relate. I had to get rid of him. Josh Rosen is good to come in off the bench to play well, but as a starter, no.
Because mm-hmm.
he threw like 2 touchdowns, 10 picks. Once I benched Dobbs, it was like 10 touchdowns, 2 picks. Like, he managed the game a lot better, and I didn't really change much.
Mm.
You know, I stopped being as aggressive. But for whatever reason, I played better with Dobbs. So I feel you, the great quarterback Stafford, I can't make all the throws.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, he was inaccurate when I could make the throws. So it didn't help.
Yeah.
So his ratings were better than he was.
Yep.
And that's the thing. So I totally relate to what you're saying, because there are certain throws, like, you should be able to hit that guy going across the field. Like, you shouldn't have to lead him that far.
That far, exactly. And then the thing that irked me, at least with Andy, with Baker it is what it is. But with Andy, you saw the game against the Bills. He threaded the fucking needle so beautifully. And then the next week, you can't hit a drag route. So the inconsistency, the throw power, the accuracy, all of that shit.
But you know what? You it frustrates you, but it's understandable. With Baker or Stafford, in my case,
mm-hmm.
it's not understandable. That's no excuse for what
you're
you just
did. You're too good to exactly. be missing that.
Yep, exactly.
And that's why I'm like, okay, well, I'd rather have somebody worse that's going to make the same fucking mistake and get a first-round pick out of it.
Yep, I feel that. Yeah, it was just, you know, every week I'll see Andy Dalton out there. I'm like, damn, that's because we never talked about it. We knew you did it, but we never talked about, like, it was just such a drastic move.
He did it in 20, so I expected him to do it again.
No, but I got Aaron Rodgers in 20. Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm saying, but you were quick to move off of Baker, period.
True.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know you don't like Baker. You gave good reasonings, but it was just like, I feel like we all just want our own guy.
I kind of understand coaches.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I mean. That's what I was saying. Like, yeah. I think we said this a few episodes ago. Like, doing this makes you understand GM perspective, mm-hmm. coaching perspective, and it makes you, like, because as a fan, you're just all about the players because that's who you just see. But when you go behind the scenes, man.
My thing isn't even, like, my own guy. My thing is the guy that can make the plays. The guy that fits how I want to play.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I can baby a young quarterback into it. We don't got to go all the way downfield, but you got to hit this goddamn drag route.
Yep.
You got to hit this damn slant under pressure. Like, it's just the baby shit. I can take care of the rest of the shit. Hit the baby throws.
That throw under pressure is some bullshit.
I don't know why they added that
to the game. They got to get that shit out.
They added that to the game for no reason.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, either you're going to sack me or I'm going to make the throw. Don't fuck him up just because they there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is football.
Interceptions off that shit. I was like, nah, I'm
like, I'm even cool with throw out the sack because sometimes that can lead to an interception. But I mean, at least usually that leads to most likely an incompletion. But that under pressure throw,
throw out the sack. Yeah, well, that's another one too. I hate that shit too.
I don't mind it.
Fuck yeah, it makes it more realistic. I'm okay with it. I'm okay.
Bro, I got hit, and the ball just. I don't know.
Because I've gotten a couple of completions off of that shit, too.
Throw out the sack? Yeah, because where they have to go and grab it off the ground.
Yeah. So it's 50-50. I'm cool with it. It makes it more real.
Y'all want
to
stream the draft? I mean, shit.
Yeah, I can.
We can. I mean, we got to be up here for
I think we'll, you know, I could probably stream it from, well.
No, you're talking about like our Madden draft.
Yeah. Just kind of on the channel. It could be. One of us can do it. I can do it. I'm hardwired anyway. Are you hardwired to your?
What?
To your PS.
To your router. Are you running an Ethernet cable?
No. It's Wi-Fi.
You got to get off that Wi-Fi shit.
Yeah.
That's why I be. Shit. Yeah. I don't even. That's the fucked up thing is, like, I don't know if it's me or the Titans when it comes to that.
I think it's both of y'all because obviously my game with the Titans failed too. I'm hardwired. So,
but that's the only time
It sure did. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And it started to speed up when I played him too towards the end.
So it's the Titans internet. And then if y'all two motherfuckers play, it's just, it ain't gonna work.
Yeah,
you can have two non-internet motherfuckers trying to play an online game.
Yeah.
Because I think even though we're targeting similar positions, because of where we're drafting, we're not really targeting the same people.
Nope. I think even now I still think we're all targeting different people.
Well, you said O-line linebackers, right? Me too. Nick?
As far as, like, in this draft?
Yeah.
I'm looking at, outside of QB, it's just corners and edge rushers.
But what you're saying, kind of, well, when you mention it that way, it speaks more to what you're saying. Like, because of my draft position, it's a different guy.
Yeah, it's a different guy.
So, yeah, if we both were top five, you know.
Yeah, then we're looking at the same people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've – And I guess I give the people some of the gentleman agreements I've put. So there's one deal that's in place. You okay with me spreading the news, Nick?
You already said my name now. So go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, but you can say no. I don't want to disclose the terms of our.
Just say we're in talks of a trade.
All right, yeah, we're in talks. Nick is definitely going to get the number 10 pick. I'm definitely getting some more draft picks and a player. All of that will be, y'all see that in the, before the draft, we'll make that deal happen.
I reached out to him, man. Yeah. I was going to be like you, Ken. I'm like, I'm Stan Pack. Whoever followed me, follow me. That's how God intended. Man, hell no. Nah. I need a QB, bro. I ain't doing. Hey, I texted FIFA. I was like, the nigga who's my dark horse, he all the way in the back of the stables. He ain't never seen that field.
Oh, man. Yeah, so.
Then,
so,
yeah, you probably want to keep that deal secret.
Yeah, so me and Nick have a deal already set in stone. I have a potential deal with Adrian. I'll put it out there because it was in a public forum.
You
got to
look at the chat again. He sent you some fugazi shit with it.
Oh, okay. He's backtracking.
Okay. Well, you know, look, Adrian is not Adrian is not a. I don't know. But anyway, I was looking at the 3 and the number 5 pick for the number 1 overall pick in DK Metcalf, but I guess he is backing out of it. He said the number 1 is worth 3 and 5 alone. Not really. Not really, because I can stay at 3 and still get a guy.
I would say I don't know how one player is worth two players.
Yeah, but either way, look, and this is the reason why I make all of the fucking draft moves, because now – if he wants to back out of that, and let's say I don't get the Lamar move, you know what I'm saying? I'm still going to get one of the top 3 just standing pat. So it is what it is, man. I feel like I'm in a win-win situation. And if I keep the number 3 and number 5 pick, obviously quarterback with the number 3, all lineman with the number 5, and then I got the number 15 pick, so I'll get my linebacker there. So yeah, man, I'm good. And as part of the trade, like as of right now, I have the 1, 3, 5, 10, 15, and 27 picks in the first round.
You gotta memorize.
Yeah, I do. After our deal, I'll have the 3, 5, 15, 24, and 27. And a third round pick, an additional third round pick. So I'm excited for the draft. This is gonna set my franchise into win now mode. This draft is the setup for that. You know, Ken, I was thinking we should have awards. We should have, like, you know, GM of the year, coach of the year.
Don't they get those out though?
Huh?
On the game?
We should have our own though, amongst our users on the podcast. You know what I'm saying? I think it would be dope to go into the actual chat and poll them and then just be like, you know, who does everybody vote for? And then it's just something that all the users.
I'm with it.
You know, like who had the best QB, the best running back, the best, you know, whatever. You know, and we'll just do it like users, not necessarily like Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, kind of like the players awards.
Exactly, like the user awards.
I like that idea more because at first I was like, I ain't.
Yeah, not the players. Yeah. No, the users. So who's the best GM user? Who's the best coach user? Who's the best defensive coach user? Who's the best offensive coach user? Who's the best running user? Who's the best passing user?
Yeah, I was saying, like, you know, the NBA have player awards that they give out among themselves. Like, they talk about who they think is the MVP.
Yeah, I think that'll be dope.
Internally.
I think that'll be
dope. Nah, I'm with it.
Yeah, I'm down too.
Just add an extra layer to it, man. Yep. Keep people engaged and excited.
So I guess we'll give y'all the results. I guess we got to come up with the categories, and then we'll give y'all the results after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll put it out there to the league chat, and we'll have everybody vote, and we'll let you know how people feel. Because I think it's really important and interesting to see how your peers feel about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It kind of gives us knowledge of our market value, you know? So I think it'll be very interesting. But yeah, man, anybody else got anything to add?
Nah, we just got to wait till after the playoffs.
Yep. Okay, we're going to make an official announcement on our the league.
You in?
Huh?
You in? Everybody in?
I'm in.
I'm not in.
I thought you was in.
No, I'm not in. But here's the thing. We can make the announcement. As soon as I get home, I'll join it.
Okay. All right.
So do you want to make the announcement? You got the
details. Yeah. Right, we can. So it is finally, after weeks and weeks of preparation, we're here. So the league is created. Colin Kaepernick will be in the league. So that's why it took some time. Because I had it created before, and then they added Colin, so it kind of reset everything. But yeah, so we'll be playing with you guys. I don't think there's a limit on the number of teams. Are we doing that?
I said, fuck it. If it's 30, let it be 30.
Yeah. Whoever. I mean, it'll be 27, right? Or 20. Or
yeah, 20 29 or
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever the number is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, more than 20, so yeah. We can have as many as we can.
Okay, so we'll have to set up a special group me for that so you guys can set up your matches and talk your shit and stuff like that. So the league, the DES league, Madden league is on. We only have a title for it. I called it the league.
Yeah, just call it the league.
DES, the league.
Yeah, that's the podcast, so yep. You might as well call
so,
it.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Madden league will be official.
Yep.
So, who's y'all teams again?
This is the one we let people vote on, right?
Yeah, I got the Broncos.
I got the Bengals.
I want to say they gave me the Bills.
You were saying either the Bills or the Steelers.
Yeah,
it was the Bills or the Steelers, man.
I think they voted the Bills for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think. Mm. I'm cool with either.
Yeah. So, how do we? What were we gonna give them? A username and password? How are we gonna do that? I can't remember.
For GroupMe?
How they gonna get in?
Oh, they just you just gotta send them an invite. So I would say,
yeah. But what are they gonna email?
Yeah, just I would say the first people. I think I'll come up with a Google Doc or whatever, and you could post. We could post on a Reddit thread. The first people who sign up,
I like that.
We can just send them an invite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. So, in the description, there's a link for you to sign up. Click that link and enter your name and first come, first serve. That's how we're going to do it, and that's where we are. So we'll see where we go from here.
Yeah, so again, the league will be official after – or we're going to do it – when we're going to do it? After the Super Bowl of this league?
Yeah, we should wait until after the Super Bowl.
Okay. So we'll wait until we finish with the Super Bowl of this league so that way we can get all of our off-season preparations so that way we can start the new league in that off-season so that way we could kind of – almost be in sync.
Should that be live on Tuesday when we do Dead End Sports? The Super Bowl should be done
it
by that.
It should be, yeah.
It should be. And off season should be done too because I know Adrian's going to go on vacation.
Yeah, he said, he's going next weekend.
Yeah. So we need to be done with off season by this weekend.
Okay, so yeah. So Dead End Sports, that's when we'll drop on Tuesday.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll officially drop it. How to get in, how to participate. Where you're going to go, what links to click and all of that. So thank you for listening to this podcast. We gave you a little tidbit. Make sure you follow Dead End Sports. Also, make sure you follow Dead End Gaming. Both of those entities are brought to you or both of those entities are sponsoring this podcast. So just make sure you go over there and follow them. And I was your host, man. We out. Peace.
Peace. Peace.